Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. The ongoing global pandemic and its impact on work and workplaces has been unprecedented in recent history. And as the fallout from the pandemic continues to settle, HR and business leaders have to confront a growing set of problems and challenges facing their employees, primarily dramatic and sustained increases in stress, anxiety, and depression levels caused by the pandemic, and the raft of its impacts on our work and in our personal lives. Numerous surveys of U.S. and global workers reveal significant negative effects to mental health and well-being as a result of the events of the last 18 months or so. To cite just a few examples, a 2020 American Psychological Association survey of 3,409 working adults found that 78% feel regularly stressed, and 20% said their mental health had worsened since the prior year. Workers cited multiple stressors, including lack of separation between work and home, unmanageable workloads, and worries over job security. Already, job stress and its negative effects on mental health cost U.S. employers nearly $300 billion every year. And according to recently published 2020 Workplace Intelligence Global AI at Work survey data, workers of all types have been negatively affected by the global pandemic, with 70% of people reporting more stress and anxiety at work than in any other previous year. Additionally, 85% of people say mental health issues at work, like stress, anxiety, and depression, affect their home lives. And the most recent Principal Financial Well-Being Index from the first quarter of 2021 indicated that fully 70% of workers at large organizations with over 500 employees are stressed and overwhelmed due to pandemic-related additional caregiving responsibilities. And 66% of these workers reported that stress and uncertainty have negatively impacted their productivity. As we enter into the later stages of the pandemic, with work-from-home policies largely continuing into the latter half of 2021, many of the drivers of increased stress and anxiety remain in place. As employees' boundaries have increasingly become unclear between personal and professional worlds, 35% of people are working 40-plus or more hours each month, and 25% of people have been burned out from overwork. Additionally, according to a Pew Research report published in December 2020, 26% of workers said it was harder to balance work and family duties, even when working from home. In addition to many of the previously mentioned pandemic-related drivers of stress and decreased mental health, even the workplace technology we use can contribute to these impacts. All too often, workplace technology is a source of frustration, which leads to stress, which causes anxiety, and can lead to even worse outcomes. According to research from one poll that was recently shared, nearly 80% of employees get frustrated with outdated technologies at work, and 67% would even be willing to take a pay cut in order to have access to better workplace technology. But these various research studies also suggest there are some available and even relatively simple remedies or interventions that HR and business leaders can leverage in order to better support their employees through these difficult times. Modern technology can make inroads towards helping employees manage their mental health and reduce stress. Some of the ways technology can help address these mental health challenges include the deployment of smart chatbots or digital assistants that can automate and remove stress away from simple routine tasks for employees, which are a high cause of employee frustration with HR technologies. For example, a smart digital assistant capability that helps streamline employee inquiries and helps the HR organization share important updates. The implementation of purpose-built platforms that support employees with their mental health as part of a comprehensive benefit offering. Examples of these types of solutions include Unmind, Ginger, and Joyable. Or subsidizing employee access to consumer-based mental health apps like Headspace or Calm, which provide self-directed support for employee mental health and well-being. There are many steps HR can take to support employee mental health in direct ways, which could include the expansion of existing mental health benefits to cover additional counseling sessions or access to virtual therapists. These virtual therapy options allow people to seek treatment in the comfort of their own home without having to travel to see a therapist in person. And we're already seeing many organizations increase their investments in programs and interventions to help employee mental health. The principal research mentioned indicates that some of the most common employer interventions in response to the growing employee mental health crisis include enhanced financial wellness programs, improved employee assistance programs, and access to telehealth services for both physical and mental health professionals. And coming back to the impact of workplace technology and that can have on an employee's mental health, we can also consider how, as an employer, we can find ways to alleviate technology-driven stress and anxiety. In fact, many fairly routine ways workplace technology can have an impact on mental health and well-being already exist. According to the Workplace Intelligence Study, fully 75% of employees say AI technology has helped their mental health at work. Respondents to the survey reported the top benefits seen were providing the information needed to do their job more effectively, automating tasks and decreasing their workload to prevent burnout, and reducing stress by helping to prioritize their tasks. And finally, over half of the respondents said AI technology increases employee productivity, improves job satisfaction, and improves overall well-being. As we can see from the data and research, employee mental health is a complex issue, but that complexity can't inhibit HR leaders and organizations from taking on the challenge more proactively. In the past, it was kind of easy to simply refer employees to existing employee assistance programs and resources and leave it at that. What we have learned is those passive approaches are simply not good enough in 2021, and the ongoing and persistent effects of the pandemic require much more active and intentional approaches and interventions. But the first step is simply acknowledging the issue exists and beginning the conversation from there. The opportunity for HR and business leaders is clear. Smart, relevant, and impactful applications of mental health support programs and the application of modern technologies like digital assistants, mental health and well-being apps, and even AI technology can play a significant role in improving overall and individual mental health in the workplace. The time is now to begin a deeper conversation about mental health in the workplace and HR's responsibility to support their employees. It's been said that the events of 2020 and 2021 have been a global crisis of unbelievable scope and scale. Let's challenge ourselves as HR and business leaders to use what we have learned to create better, healthier, and more supportive workplaces for all our employees. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. To hear all the show archives, please visit hrhappyhour.net.